being fabulous is advancing beyond your station. Your station is the extent to which you can envision yourself in the world. None of us are divine. None of us are infinite. So there will always be an extent to which you can envision yourself in the world. And that extent of your visioning, of your seeing yourself, is the limit within which you are living at the moment. So when we say stepping out beyond your station, what we mean is, to what extent are you able to envision yourself out beyond how you see yourself now? When you are in the grip of the fear of being fabulous, you can't stand apart from the crowd because you don't know where to stand. You don't know what you want. You don't know who you are. Station, as we're defining the term, prohibits you from imagining a destination beyond where you are. That's one of the tricky aspects of it. Station, or your commitment to the extent to which you see and envision yourself in the world, it limits the more that you can be and see. Your station prohibits you from imagining a destination. And if you can't imagine a destination, then you don't know where you're going. You can't stand outside the crowd for very long because there's no place to go because you don't have a place to go, and you rush right back into the crowd. And then what we do is we justify our station in fantasy and the stories that we tell ourselves, and then the real trap there is that you keep yourself in the place that you are and you become the warden of your own station. While you're inside your current station, you will get social approval for it. Everybody inside that milieu that you've created will approve of you for being there because that's how you all have created your dance. And you will approve of yourself for being there and not moving because that's how things are and it works and why should I leave it? But now you want to move. And what's going to happen with the group? There is going to be a tension that's created, a pressure that's created, because one of the group members is leaving, and whether they admit it or not, that leave-taking is often interpreted as a rejection of or as a slighting of the beliefs and the values of the group. And so now what's going on is that you start to move, you're going to get exiled. And that happens all of the time.